AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peete.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peete.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
Let's go. It's a Friday show. Fred Rogan, Rodney Peete on AM 570 LA Sports. Anything goes on Friday. Anything goes.
Anything goes, Fred.
You better believe it.
Let's go.
Anything goes on the big Friday show and in this first hour. As a matter of fact, Rodney, at about 12:30, let's bring on the newest Dodger, left-handed pitcher Andrew Heaney.
Oh, we got him.
Got him.
Yep. All right. Let's go.
Kevin did a very good job. We'll have him first. Kevin. And we're thrilled to have him on the show. Now, we know that, yeah, he struggled a little bit last season, traded from the Angels to the Yankees. But it'll be curious to find out why he picked the Dodgers, why he wanted to come here. It was his choice. And what has happened, Rodney, since he agreed to sign with the club?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great addition. You know, as you mentioned, he struggled last year. Wasn't he a Dodger for like 2 seconds?
Oh, that story?
Yeah. Yeah, he, asking about that.
Yeah, I think he was traded from the Marlins to the Dodgers. And before he got to even talk to anybody from the Dodgers, he was traded from the Dodgers to the Angels. So I guess he's a former Dodger.
You could say that. Right?
I guess he's returning.
Technically
he is. And we'll ask him about that as well. So Andrew Heaney will be on the show, and that'll be at about 12:25, 12:30. Now, we've got the Lakers playing tonight, and that means...
Oh, yeah. What does that mean, Fred?
That means that we are going to have to have... we are going to have a Laker update. Now, you know what we like to... There's really not a lot to talk about the Lakers today. Let's be honest. They didn't play last night. So there's really not a lot to say about the Lakers. But nonetheless, we feel it is our responsibility to always try to give you some sort of Laker update. During training camp, we had the training camp updates, if you'll remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, very riveting stuff.
Right. They were riveting.
Yes, and absolutely.
And Rodney, I hope you consider today's Laker update just as riveting. So Malik Monk, who had a season high in the Lakers win the other night, basically said that he is going to take anybody out, kill anybody in front of him.
Yes.
So our advice to you?
Yes.
Don't stand in front of Malik Monk. And that is our Laker update. I think we have a responsibility to have a Clipper update as well, don't you?
Yes. They had a big win, Fred. They sent Miami out of here. Miami don't like the Staples Center, Fred.
Let's have a Clipper update.
Come on.
They beat Miami last night.
Oh, that's the update?
Well,
spoiled the update?
You kind of.
I stepped on the update?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad. Thought there was
more. Oh, but by the way, there's also this Clipper update. Today we are giving away tickets to two different Clipper games during the show.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody will win a pair of tickets to see them play Minnesota. Somebody will win a pair of tickets to see them play the Bulls. And that means Lonzo Ball will be back.
Yes, and Alex Caruso.
He's always magic with a jump shot.
Yes,
I will say, Fred. If you haven't seen the Bulls play yet this year, they might be the most fun team to watch in the NBA.
They are rolling.
They're really exciting to watch.
Yeah, Zach LaVine looks good.
Zach LaVine,
DeMar DeRozan is doing his thing, as he always does. DeMar DeRozan just keeps his head down, doesn't get a whole lot of love, but, man, he can play. He just plays basketball. And I love the kid, not just because he's, you know, USC, but the way he goes about his business, I love it. And Lonzo is, Fred, didn't he went on a run of three-pointers the other day.
Zoe was magic with a jump shot.
He sure did,
and Caruso's being Caruso, and they're getting everything out of him, which, you know, he only knows how to play one way. So you're right, Kevin, they are fun to watch.
All right, so we're going to be giving tickets away to see the Clippers in Minnesota, and the Clippers and the Bulls will do that during the program today. Yesterday, and I knew this was going to happen, I told the guys at Channel 4 this. Uh-huh. You know, OBJ to the Rams is going to be a bigger story nationally than it is here in Los Angeles. I told the guys at Channel 4 that because that dominated yesterday. Yeah. Nationally, OBJ going to the Rams, and everybody had an opinion on it. We offered our opinion yesterday, and not everybody agreed with our opinion. Now, let me ask you a question, and we've talked about it in the past, but as a listener, consider this. Rodney's a guy who played. Consider this. As a fan, consider this. I always believe that if I am supporting a team, and the only thing I get back is emotion, right? It's not tangible. It's not like you spend money, go to the game, and you spend money, go to the store, and you come home with something. You go to the game, if you spend money, you might buy a jersey. But you're buying a jersey based on emotion. Sports is all emotion. And the only thing you can get backed is emotion. And the emotion is you want your team to win. That's really it. That's what a fan does. We want our team to win. Fan is short for fanatic. I have so much respect for any team that goes for it every year. The Lakers are going for it this year. I don't know if it'll work, but they're going for it. The Dodgers went for it. They got close. Didn't get all the way, but they got close. They went for it. And the Rams are going for it. Now, whether you like Les Snead or you like Kevin Demoff or you think Sean McVay is a nut, whatever, you've got to acknowledge they're going for it. And in bringing in OBJ, some are saying they don't need this guy. As a matter of fact, he's a guy that could actually blow things up. He's a guy that comes in with this attitude, and it's all about me, and he's a bit of a narcissist, and he's bigger than the team, and it didn't work in Cleveland. But I look at it very differently. I'm thinking if you can add another quality player, somebody that for Matthew Stafford can open the field up, somebody that can go deep, why not go get that guy, Rodney? Why are some suggesting this is a bad move?
I don't know. I think they're looking at probably the last few years of him being in Cleveland and being banged up, and all we hear from outside of Cleveland, because we're not there, is OBJ and Baker Mayfield don't get along. He wants the ball. He's disruptive in the locker room. He's not happy, and it's just a distraction, distraction, distraction. That's all we hear from afar. And it could be true, it could not be true, but we don't actually know. But that's what everybody wants to hang their hat on, is why would you bring a guy in that's got, you know, that kind of baggage with him or that kind of controversy with him to a team that's already on a roll that you know, for all intents and purposes, really don't need him. They don't necessarily need him. But I will say, as a quarterback, boy, it feels good. It feels good, Fred, when you know you can open up that garage and you can say, am I going to drive that Range Rover today? Am I going to drive that Tesla? Am I going to drive that Ferrari today? Or that Mercedes today? Which one am I going to drive? And you have those kind of options. It feels really, really good. And I think it's a perfect scenario in terms of a landing spot. It's really interesting that he, you know, the teams that are at the top of his list or top of the list were Green Bay and the Rams, because both of them, first of all, have big-time quarterbacks. Secondly, it's an organization, both of them are organizations now, that you're along with the Tampa Bay and Sean Payton down in New Orleans was another team, but an organization that you're not going to come in and disrupt what they got going, because they have something going. They got enough leaders that have been here long enough. I don't care who it is, Von Miller, OBJ, it doesn't matter. They're not going to let someone come in and disrupt that chemistry that they have going. So those guys, I think, already know by coming here that I got to fit in to the system, fit in to the program. Much like, you know, anybody going down to Tampa knows that they're going to have to fit in with Brady and what they got going down there with Bruce Arians, Antonio Brown, coming into that situation. So I look at it as it could be a perfect fit. It is absolutely gravy on grandmother's nice warm mashed potatoes, Fred.
You know, when you said Rodney.
Damn. That's a pretty good analogy. I like that. Make me hungry.
Yeah. Grandma's potatoes are always good.
Yeah.
You know, it made me think when you said they didn't need them. They wanted them. They didn't need them. It reminds me of the story when Shaq was going to finally join one of the basketball pregame shows. And he met with ESPN. And ESPN told Shaq, we want you. We need you. This is what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. We'll build it around you. You're the guy. We really want you. Well, then he met with TNT. And in a long meeting with TNT. And at the end of that meeting, the executive producer looked at him and said, you know what, Shaq? We really don't need you. We don't. Mm-hmm. We're really good. We want you, but we really don't need you. Those were the pitches from the two networks. Shaq picked TNT.
Yeah. Smart.
Right. We don't need you. We're good. We're really, really good here. We'd like to have you. But what they were telling Shaq, who's a very bright guy, you come here, you're part of the team, you fit in.
Yeah.
We're not building it around you.
And us being successful or failing is not all about you either.
Right.
Because we're a part of a team. You're joining a team already successful, whereas you put it, hey, we're going to build it all around you. It's all about you. So if it goes in the tank or doesn't win or doesn't succeed, then they're going to put it all on you. Like, you didn't perform. You didn't do it. Whereas the other place is like, hey, we're doing just fine without you. We love you, want you, because you're going to make us better, but we're still winning without you.
Right. And it also puts you in check right off the bat.
Yeah.
From the very first moment you walk in.
Yeah, you're not coming in stealing the thunder that we already have going.
Right.
You know, you come joining the team. You aren't the team.
Right.
You're joining the team. Yeah, no, I get you. That's exactly what it is.
And you think they had a somewhat of a conversation like that?
I think they probably did. I think that, I think they had to. Because you don't want what happened a few weeks ago to happen again, because then it becomes a real bad situation, reputation. I say that, I mean, with DeSean Jackson, of, you know, some miscommunication about his usage and how they were going to get him the ball. And I think there was some miscommunication going on there. And I think it was admitted by both sides, and especially admitted by Sean McVay, is that, you know, I didn't do or didn't communicate with him well enough. And so I think they were not going to make that mistake twice with OBJ. And I'm sure they had conversations. Not only that, but I know he's close to Jalen Ramsey. He's also close to Devon Miller, and I think Aaron Donald too, that those guys, especially Jalen, have schooled him on, come on in here, this is how it works, this is how you do, this is what's going on. And for OBJ, this is the resurrection of his career opportunity for him. He's not going to be asked to be the man. Everything he does is going to be gravy, and you know when he makes a catch, it is going to get people out of their seats and go crazy, and he's going to soak it up, and it's the perfect place. Being in L.A., it's showtime. Again, I keep referring to it as the 80s form Lakers at SoFi now, and it's right in his wheelhouse. All he has to do is perform a little bit and not be controversial, and he will be an enormous success.
You know, every time you say it's showtime, it gets me to thinking back when the Rams were going to move here and the vision the NFL had. And the one thing Roger Goodell wanted more than anything, he wanted that stadium to be built in such a way where you could see stars and celebrities. He wanted it to be like the NBA, where it looks like it's the place to be. And really now, around the country, I mean, we're not in Buffalo, but I'll tell you this. This does kind of resemble what the old Showtime Laker feel was.
Yes.
SoFi Stadium when the Rams play.
Yes.
It's got that feel. And for us that live here, it's one thing. But remember, they just didn't build that stadium for the people that live here.
Right.
They built that for everybody.
For the world to see.
Right.
For the world to see. Even with the suites, I mean, you see people shown. The suites are set up with the seating outside of the actually interior rooms that it's like you're sitting in the stand. So you can pan and see anybody with a real close, good shot unlike some of the other stadiums where it's, you know, maybe blacked out or it's dark up there. You really can't get a shot of anybody really good in the box or a suite. At SoFi, everybody's visible, you know, in those suites. So they did a fantastic job of building that stadium, to your point of it being star friendly.
Yeah, and it is the show place for the NFL.
Yes.
Remember, all of those teams are members. They're all partners in a league. We don't look at it like that, but they do, because they're basically all investors in this league. And what's good for one really is good for another.
Yeah.
And what SoFi has done and what the Rams have done for the NFL is unlike anything that has happened in many years. I guess you could make the argument that when Jerry Jones built his palace in Texas, it did a lot for the league.
Yeah.
But Dallas is Jerry not said, Los Angeles.
No, but that just made me think. And Jerry, when he did that and took over the Cowboys, because he took the Cowboys to a whole different level. They were already Cowboys and America's team, and the star was big all over Texas and all over the country and all that. But the way he branded the Cowboys since he took over, it took it to the stratosphere. And you know, but Jerry was like, I'm doing all this, but you remember he had that fight with the league, much like Al Davis had the fight with the league. He's like, you, some of the other teams, you know, you gotta carry your own weight too. You know, you gotta help me out with this thing. It can't be just the Cowboys bringing in all the money for everybody else in Cincinnati and in Detroit, where you guys are not trying to win, not trying to do things or upgrade your, you know, facilities and franchises and things of that nature. You got to pull your own weight. And so some of the owners, including Jerry, would get a little bit skeptical at some of the other owners that were kind of sitting by cashing checks that the other upper echelon teams were doing.
Yeah, and that also speaks to Los Angeles, all of the owners of all the teams here, in that if you don't spend that money, if you don't invest, if you don't compete, you're forgotten about. You're not interesting. And that's 100%. The problem. You know, there are times that we talk about certain teams and we don't talk about other clubs. And people go, well, why don't you talk about this team? I'm a fan. You know what? You have to be interesting. That's part of the equation. The Cowboys are always interesting. Jerry Jones has made them that way. Jerry Jones is interesting. He might annoy the hell out of you, but he's interesting. Yeah. And you talk about him. That's why they talk about Tom Brady. He's interesting. Yeah. He wins, but he's interesting. The Rams are now interesting. The Rams have put themselves in a position to be interesting. And people will talk about them. And it helps increase their brand. I think they're paying OBJ $900,000.
Yeah, they got him for the minimum. They didn't have to claim him off waivers, and he got to pick where he wanted to go. It's a perfect scenario. They don't. It's not a long-term deal. It's a one-year deal. If he performs, they may bring him back or not. But again, it's his opportunity to step in here without a whole lot of pressure on him, because he's not going to, again, be the number one target. And for those worried about Cooper Kupp and, Cooper Kupp's still going to get his.
It all runs Robert through Woods, Cooper Kupp.
Exactly. And Robert Woods is going to get his. But, no, it's not going to distract from Cooper Kupp and what he's already done. They're not going to disrupt that, you know, that whole situation at all. And I will say this. Kevin Demoff, Les Snead, nobody can argue that they have done everything with this team in a position to win a Super Bowl. And that's all you want as a player, and it should be all you want as a fan, is that your upper executives, the people running the club, are doing everything to win. And those guys have done that. So my hats off to those guys, because they are. I can't tell you how many times I've been in other situations where that wasn't the case.
Okay, Rodney, later this hour, we're going to play a little Know Your Squad, and we'll give some tickets away there for sure. So when we give you the cue to call, jump on if you want to play Rodney and Ronnie today. And coming up next, we'll be joined by the newest Dodger, left-handed pitcher Andrew Heaney.
Now, your chance to put $1,000 in your pocket. Text the nationwide keyword dollar to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's dollar to 200-200. Good luck. Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic. If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
We don't care.
No, we don't. Friday, Rodney Pete, Fred Rogan. Let it go. Let it flow. It's hot today. Hot.
Hey, Rodney, I do want to say that some have questioned if Anthony Davis of the Lakers is a leader. And that's something that is very important. I can now confirm to you Anthony Davis is officially a leader. I just saw something. Russell Westbrook's birthday. Happy birthday, Russ.
Right. Happy birthday, Russ.
And they brought and they brought him a cake.
Yes.
At a practice this morning. And he got up there and there were candles on the cake. And he got ready to blow out those candles. And AD goes, oh, no.
Yes.
Don't you dare. We don't need any COVID issues here.
Exactly. I heard that. That's right.
Blow out the cake. And Russ waved all the candles with his arm.
Yes. Out. Look at that. Conscious. That is a leadership. That is a leader. They need to send that video to Green Bay.
I'm just happy he held on to the cake, unlike Kwame Brown, who couldn't hold on to it and dropped it on his foot.
No,
you talk about Kwan Low like that.
Yeah, he's going to come after me.
He's going to come after all of us.
Let me talk about this one on AM 570. I got something for you, Glenn.
Yeah, but the problem is...
Mama's cooking.
Yeah, but he would take a swing at you and miss. I mean, you know his hands. Right? We know what would happen.
Let the record show that I did not say that particular comment about Kwame Brown. That was Fred Rogan.
Yeah, but let the record show you were thinking about it, and that's why I said it.
Nope.
If he shows up here, that's what happened.
If he shows up, Fred's going to point at me. That's him. That's Fred Rogan right there.
Like I did with Adam one time.
Yes.
Who was in here?
Winston Moss. You sent Winston Moss after Adam.
Right.
Who cut me off? Fred's like, it was him.
Who was in that cup?
He needed his warm-up juice before he went on.
Yes, he did. Right. Wasn't Winston down there with Vic? Vic was doing the...
He was, yes.
The combine. Combine. Board.
Kevin. All right. I'll dig it up.
It's Friday. You got to dig it up, Kevin.
And you know what? We can kind of do a doubleheader, Kevin.
Oh,
we can start with Winston down at the combine, and then later come back with Winston in the studio, if you can find a ball.
Oh, God.
Those were funny. All right. Rodney, what a thrill it is. Dodgers signed Andrew Heaney, 1 year, $8 million, left-handed pitcher. And it's great to welcome him to the show. So, Andrew, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And you know what? I guess I should be saying, welcome back to the Dodgers. Now, granted, your first stay didn't last very long. Talk about that.
Yeah, honestly, got traded over and then got flipped to Anaheim for Howie Kendrick. And honestly, never even talked to anybody with the Dodgers. I think that was already, pre-planned. So it was just a quick turnaround. And so just a very, very brief history.
Yeah. So Andrew, talk about that, because it's, you said it was pre-planned and a lot of things happen that way. And I think more so in baseball than, well, at least the sport I played in football, but it happens in the back rooms, but are you aware of that? That's the ultimate plan, is that you are ultimately going to be with the Angels and not the Dodgers?
No. It was during like winter meetings. So I'd kind of seen on like MLB Network and, had gotten a few texts of, kind of a little bit of a heads up just that there might be a trade happening that I'm involved in. And then found out it was the Dodgers, going to the Dodgers. And I got a call from Mike Hill, who was the GM with the Marlins at the time, and was telling me I was going to the Dodgers. So I thought I was getting traded to the Dodgers. And then about 5 minutes later, got a call back from Mike Hill and said, hey, just got word. I think that the Dodgers are flipping you to the Angels, so you might be hearing from Jerry DePoto with the Angels. So then the next call I got was from Jerry. Telling me I was with the Angels. So it did happen within, for me, it was a matter of 5-10 minutes. So, I don't know if on paper, if I was even ever a Dodger, I'm not exactly sure transactionally how that happened, but that's kind of how it went for me.
Well, you are one now. And why the Dodgers?
Yes, I am.
Why the Dodgers?
Obviously everybody's pretty aware of the year that I had last year. Not the best year I've ever had. And, it put me in a position to you know, kind of, I'm not out there, you know, commanding multiple year contracts or anything like that. And I wanted to find a team that I knew that could, you know, that I think that we could both work well in trying to figure out some of the things that I can do better and be better. And I know, like, the pitcher that I am when I'm good. And the Dodgers have a great organization, a great coaching staff, great front office with doing just that. And so when I got to talking to them and kind of hearing their plan of how they, you know, envisioned using me, helping me, and getting to speak with you know, Dave Roberts, Mark Pryor, all of their, you know, all their analytics guys, and just getting an idea of how they work, how their process is, like, it just was awesome. I mean, just really a cool process to just kind of go through and talk with them. And then it just felt like a good fit. They were extremely interested. I was extremely interested. So it just seemed like a great match. Obviously I know the history of, you know, the last however many years it's been of winning, you know, for the Dodgers. And that's something that I obviously want to be a part of as well. And want to contribute to. So to me, it just felt like a great fit.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of folks that have come, you know, from other places and come to the Dodgers. Obviously we're here in LA and spend a lot of time with the organization. So we know it inside and out. I always get curious about, from the outside looking in, what the perception is of the organization and the Dodgers. And like you said, you know, you have this perception that it's a great organization, but now you've gotten to talk to people, to be inside. What is that from afar, looking at the Dodgers and the type of organization it is? How is it perceived outside of Dodger Stadium?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I was in Anaheim for 7 years, so I'm just right down the road from it. You know, I think a lot of people think that the Dodgers have this unlimited budget that they just throw money at problems. And to some extent, you know, you could probably say that that's true. But if you look at the way that they develop their own guys within their own system, the way that they come up and contribute right away, the guys that they help each year, even in the big leagues, I think you've seen like a lot of the players that have just taken these, you know, just massive steps, and guys that have just got so much talent and have been able to just unlock the results from that talent. Obviously, you know that they're doing something right from the development side of things. So, you know, a lot of people are going to look at moves of, you know, bringing Scherzer in and bring, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to look at that and say, oh, they're just throwing money at the problem. But that's, to me, like, knowing, you know, how they develop guys and how they, like, help guys get better. I think that's something that, you know, in the baseball world, I think a lot of guys look at and kind of marvel at.
Andrew Heaney is with us. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. You mentioned you were just down the road, 30 miles away in Anaheim. But does it seem like 30 miles is 3 million miles from Los Angeles if you're not playing for the Dodgers and playing for the Angels?
Yeah, I mean, there's the separation. You guys, you know, the Dodgers are in the National League. The Angels are in the American League. You feel that you're close, but you're not, like, you're not in the same division. You're not, you know, we play the freeway series. But beyond that, like, it does feel pretty separated. So yeah, I think there's, you know, as a ball player, you just kind of pay attention to what's going on around the league, but I don't think you pay any more special attention one way or the other, just cause you're close in proximity.
All right, Andrew. Hey, listen, you're a Dodger now, man. You can say it. You're no longer playing down the road in Anaheim and playing for that nice little team in Orange County. You're a Dodger. You can say it, man. This is a one-horse town, and it's all Dodger blue. You can say it now. Say it.
Say it.
Well, you know what I will say? And, you know, this might piss off the guy a little further south from us, but, like, it always was weird to me that – we called ourselves the Los Angeles Angels. Like, we're in Anaheim. I guess I never really thought of it that we're sharing a town. So that's, you know, I'm glad to be in LA, officially in LA, the city of Los Angeles. So that, I'm excited for that.
And, you know, when you were with the Angels every year, and you were not one of the issues, because every year they would say, God, if they only had some pitching. Well, they had you. But every year it was like, all they need is a little pitching. What was that like being on that team and really having a pretty decent roster every year, but just not enough?
Well, I mean, I think obviously it's frustrating. It was frustrating. Like, you want to win. Like, you work hard to win, and we never achieved that. And I'm absolutely, I was a part of that. It was never, the one thing is, like, the guys there were really, really great. The team, we had a good clubhouse. Like, that was never an issue, right? But it just never came together. And, I guess looking back on it, it is kind of frustrating. It feels like there was some opportunities missed, and, there was, I guess, some regret to not achieving what we all were, what we all, every team, every player sets out to achieve at the beginning of the year. And we never reached the playoffs. We never reached that pinnacle of competing for a championship. So, there's some, some missed opportunities that I wish we could maybe have back. But honestly, that's in the past, and I just want to look forward. So.
Yeah, and you've had success. So I mean, you know that success, and going back to your own admission of coming off a rough year, what's your mindset going into this year? Because you got the stuff, man. And sometimes it happens to all of us that you just have one of those years. But do you go into it with, okay, I got to go back to showing people who I really am, or do you have a chip on your shoulder? What's the mindset going into this year now that you are a Dodger and I like to say you're in an organization that is all about winning. You're the surroundings, the environment is conducive to getting the best out of you. What's your mindset?
Well, I mean, my mindset is honestly to be open and receptive to the way, the way that these guys want me to, from everything, from, the way they want me to train in the off season, things they want me to focus on in my delivery with different pitch, pitch types, just kind of working on those things. So I'm excited. I actually got to come out to LA and sit down for basically two straight days and go over pretty much everything with everybody there in LA and really set out a plan. I think for me, that was really a benefit and something that I was focusing on is signing early. And getting into, the organization and really like getting on a program and starting from, the beginning of November, right? Like it's tough, like a lot of those guys that sign late, sign at the, like right when spring training starting, like that's hard to get in there. And yeah, you've trained all off season, but you haven't been in the organization, in the process of how they want you to do things. So I think for me, that was a huge thing. It's just, getting right on top of my off season, and trying to work into, everything that those guys want me to be doing.
Andrew, can I ask you one non-baseball related question?
Sure.
Okay. I read this. I hope it's true. Did you and your wife start a dog therapy program down at Children's Hospital of Orange County?
Yeah. So we have, what we call the Pup Cup. So it's a 5K. Nice. Race that you could run with or without your dog. All the proceeds were going towards getting a full-time therapy dog for the Children's Hospital in Orange County, so at Chalk. And actually, we just this off season, just at the very end of the year, they got their first full-time therapy dog. So her name's Lois. She's like a little lab. So now she's able to be at the, she has a handler there at the Children's Hospital, and she can go do, visits. She can be in, rooms with kids that are having, minor procedures. She can do, post-op therapy and things like that. So something we were extremely excited about, extremely proud of, had a lot of support from all the Angels fans down there. Also teammates, everybody really helping out with that. Something that anybody that knows me and knows my wife, we're big dog lovers. We got two dogs here at home. And that's something for me after being at the field all day, coming home, seeing my dogs, it just makes me feel better. So I know, like, for those kids that are having, really, really tough go of it, having a dog that they can love on, for a lot of those kids that are in the hospital and aren't at home, that have dogs at home, you know, being able to love on a dog like that is just can be really positive. It can have a lot of positive benefits and be very therapeutic. So something that's close for my wife, Jordan, and I.
I love it. I love it, what you and your wife, Jordan, are doing, man. If we can, at the station, do anything to help you out, please, please involve us. Let us know. And one more note before you go, man. If you run across a little clubby in there with the same last name as me, that's my son, RJ. He's in the clubhouse, been there for 6 years, okay. working with Alex and the equipment guys. So, man, make sure you say hello and make sure you keep him on his toes and keep him working.
I got to meet him the other day. I got to shake his hand.
Oh, great.
Got to meet a bunch of those guys. So very briefly, but I will definitely do that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks a lot for joining us, Andrew. We wish you the best of luck, man. I'm glad you're a Dodger. And, again, what you and your wife, Jordan, are doing, man, we really are excited about that. And, again, we really mean that. If we can help in any way, please let us know.
I will definitely take you guys up on it. Thank you guys for having me in. I'm definitely excited to be a Dodger, too. So, y'all have a good one.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
All right, great to hear from Andrew Heaney. And really well done on that charity down in Orange County.
Yeah, fantastic job. I love that. I love that. Animals and kids, unbelievable.
All right, we've got some tickets to give away for the contestant in Know Your Dodgers. 866-987-2570, first caller. Kevin picks you up, puts you on the air. You're playing Rodney and Ronnie, and that's next.
Daddy.
My daddy.
Maybe you're heading out of town.
I need to get the hell out of here.
Here's the thing.
You're never truly away from Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, Rogan and Rodney, and Petros and Money.
Together.
Just go to AM 570 LA Sports on the iHeartRadio app. Listen to live shows, podcasts, and catch up on anything you missed.
Best friends forever.
Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic. And now another Rogan and Rodney.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon Delight.
I got a million miles on me.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
They want to see how far I'll go.
Yes. Today's Afternoon Delight is Be Alive by Beyonce. This is the first release of 2021 for Queen Bey. And the original song is featured in the upcoming film King Richard, which explores the stories of Venus, Serena, and Richard Williams. The song follows the release of Beyonce's song Black Parade, which won her the Grammy for Best R&B Performance last year. Again, today's Afternoon Delight is Be Alive by Beyonce.
Rogan and Rodney Roulette. Know your squad.
Rodney, this just broke maybe about 5 minutes ago while we were in the break. John Gruden is suing the NFL.
Yep. Yep. You knew that was coming, though, Fred, right?
Yep. Said it was malicious. And that the league and Roger Goodell conducted an orchestrated campaign to destroy his reputation and his career. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. America's number one selling and most awarded Bloody Mary brand, Zing Zang, now comes ready to drink. Full-strength cocktails in a can for you to enjoy this weekend. Zing Zang, always bold, always ready. Go to zingzang.com to find out where to stock up. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
Zing Zang? What?
Zing Zang responsibly. We should probably have Vic do that. All right. Hey, Paul in La Habra, are you there?
Yo, 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 I am here. What's going on, guys?
All right, you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
And know your squad, remember, I've got to give you all five choices. If you answer before I've given you all five choices, you are locked out of that question, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Ronnie, you ready?
Happy Friday, guys. Let's play the game.
It's Know Your Dodgers. Corey Seager led the Dodgers with 11 RBI in the 2020 NLCS series win over Atlanta. Who was second on the team with 7 RBI in that series? Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, Jock Peterson, Will Smith, or Sam Smith?
Jock
Cody
Peterson.
Bellinger.
Will Smith. Will Smith.
And you're correct, Paul.
Ooh, Paulie Paul. Let's go.
Strong
Let's
start. Right. Not even a question in Paul's mind.
No. No. Will
That's
Smith.
Right. That's right, big Let's dog.
Get jiggy with it.
That's right.
Let's go.
That's right, big dog. That's yeah. right.
Yes. And it wasn't reference to you, Fred.
No, I'm aware of that.
No.
It's a big doggy. It's a big doggy. You guys are all big dogs.
Aw, don't be nice to Fred.
You're being a little bitch.
A long time to find that button there, Fred. Are you still searching around the board to find the right button to push?
First Jeez. Of all, the answer is yes. But I think I've got the game buttons now where they should be. Okay?
First of all, I ain't no bitch.
All right. Which of these former Dodger players was not a first-round pick by the team? Blake DeWitt, Jason Repko, Alex Cora, Scott Albert, or Scott Disick?
Blake DeWitt.
Blake DeWitt.
Alex Cora.
Yeah, Repko.
Wow. Paul.
That's right. That's right, big dog. That's right. Big calls here.
That's right.
He come to play on a Friday. I love it. I love it.
Let's go with the next one. Which of these players had a team-high 148 hits this past season? Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, Chris Taylor, Justin Turner, or Courtney Turner?
Max Mookie Betts.
Max Muncy.
Chris Taylor.
Who?
Chris Taylor.
Max Muncy.
Chris Taylor.
Mookie Betts.
How about new?
Who'd you have,
Will
Paul?
Smith. Justin Turner.
Paul, who did you have?
I had Max Muncy.
Corey Seager.
Rodney. It was Justin Turner.
Let's go, big dog. Let's go, big dog. Let's go,
big dog.
Let's go, big dog.
Here's the next one. Which of these players led the Dodgers with a .417 batting average and the Dodgers' five-game World Series loss to the Red Sox in 2018?
A what batting average?
.417.
Okay. I know this one.
Do you?
Yes.
Here we go. David Freese, Justin Turner, Yasiel Puig, Matt Kemp, or Garth Kemp?
Matt Kemp.
Yasiel Puig.
How about new?
And it is no
David
good.
Freese.
David Freese. Rodney is correct.
Let's go, big dog. Let's go, big dog. Let's go, big dog.
Oh, man, he's coming alive. He's coming alive.
Never lost. You didn't think I was going to sit this one out, did you?
No. I'm always losing.
No, you're not always losing. Nobody thought you were going to sit this one out, Rodney, but apparently everybody thought Ronnie was.
Oh, and Ronnie is.
Hey, you know what? I'm just trying to nip at somebody's heels right now. I'm trying to get on the board, Fred. Let's go.
Okay,
he's trying to be that little dog.
Let's go.
That was impressive. You get the final two. You tied, Ronnie, so good luck. Which of these pitchers holds the Los Angeles Dodger record for most starts in a single season with 42? Oral Hershiser, Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale, Clayton Kershaw, or Clayton Bigsby?
Oral
Drysdale. Drysdale's correct.
Don Drysdale.
Rodney got it first. What a remarkable comeback.
Let's go, big dog. And what do I always say, Fred? What do I like to do, Freddie?
Rodney, more than anything in your life.
Yes!
You like to come from behind.
You damn right.
He likes to come from behind all day.
And night, baby. And night.
So here it is.
I love it. I love it. You guys are the best.
Appreciate that. Your final question. Rodney, you get it. You win. Paul, you get it. You tie Rodney. Ronnie, you get it. You're on the board.
I'm just trying to get on the board, Fred. Come on. Let's go.
Let's do it. The last time the Dodgers and Giants agreed to a trade was 2007. Who did the Dodgers receive from San Francisco in that trade?
Oh, ho, ho, ho!
Wilson Bettemann, Mark Sweeney, Omedo Saenz, Brett Tomko, or Bret Hart?
Omedo Saenz.
Brett Tomko.
Omedo Saenz.
How about new?
Omedo Sweeney. Sweeney.
I already forgot the first two choices.
What'd you say, Ronnie? Omedo Sweeney.
No.
So what are the signs?
What? No. No. Hold on.
But tell me about Tompkins.
Give us a clue, Fred.
I'm not.
It was not Barry Tompkins, no.
It was. All right. Rodney did have.
He owes Barry Tompkins.
I'm only going to say this. Rodney did have the correct last name, but we need the first name.
Why?
No, because you were going, no, no, the signs. No.
What?
No.
Was it multiple last names, the same last name for a couple answers that we have to distinguish with the first name? Or they all have different last names?
Every answer has a different last name.
Boom. Game winner.
Could I have game to say A or B?
What? No, hold. No, there's no A or B. Now, listen, Rodney.
Oh. Ball game.
Which one do you want to pick?
Go winner. Ahead.
No, no, it's no. What name do you
ball
want?
Ball game.
I understand, but what name do you want to go with? Pick a name. They were all mixed up and jumbled. You just started screaming made-up names. Give me the last name you want to go with.
Signs.
And it is no good.
Grimes.
Did you see?
Tompkins.
No, is anybody else playing?
No good.
Tim's.
How about
Fred, I think you have to change this. I think you have to change it around, Fred. Give us a different clue.
Make it easier. I'm going to give you all five names again. I'm going to give you all five names.
That's cold-blooded.
Here we go.
I said it right, and you just taking the game away from me.
You just said Tompkins.
I feel like the Tuck rule all over again.
You won already anyway, Rodney.
No, not necessarily. Paul can tie.
I did win because I said the right name. He just won't give it to me.
Kevin, do we give it to him?
No, I don't want it now. Let's go. Give me the five names.
Brent? Yeah, give the five names again. I want to hear it again. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Paul. All right, fine. Here we go. Brett Tomko. Wilson Benhamet. Omedo Signs. Bret Hart or Mark Sweeney?
Wilson Benhamet.
Wilson Benhamet.
Tomko.
Bret Hines.
Wilson Benhamet.
Signs.
And it is no good.
Wilson Benhamet.
You've said that four times. It is not Wilson Benhamet.
Tompkins.
How about you?
One more time, Fred.
I'm going to give it to you.
Omedo Signs.
No, it's not Omedo Signs.
It is no good.
Betterman. Hines guy.
Betterman.
It's not. Jesus. It's not Betterman.
How about you?
Is there one that starts with an H?
No, there's.
Can I buy a vowel?
I'm just throwing the question out.
Okay. Give me another one.
No, there's no more questions. This question's out. And the answer was Mark Sweeney.
Oh, you didn't say Sweeney.
Yeah.
You didn't ever say that.
Never said Sweeney.
I don't remember that either, Fred.
I said, Kevin, did I say it?
I don't think
so. It's a little
so.
Foggy right now, Fred.
Jesus. All right. Anyway, Paul, congratulations. You want a pair of tickets to see the Clippers take on the Bulls Sunday at Staples Center. Coverage begins at 5:30 right here on your home of the NBA, AM 570, LA Sports. Paul, enjoy the game, and thank you for listening.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me. I love you guys a lot.
John Gruden is suing the NFL. Well, that'll be interesting. And also, should the Dodgers pursue Carlos Correa? We'll get into both of those next hour.
LA, start your day with Dan Patrick.
If you're watching The Last Dance and you're thinking, my kids are going to be watching this, and maybe Scotty is there going, I'm going to get my due. And then you start to hear Mike say what he's saying and how he's saying it. You got to be crushed. Scotty's not a bum. Scotty was one of the top 50 players of all time.
Dan Patrick. Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 570 LA Sports.